Parked this month in Santa Fe's Rail Yard Plaza is a 1970 aluminum step van, and inside it is Iris. The van is a vehicular gallery called Axle Contemporary, and Iris is a sensorium created by Santa Fe artist Stephen Osier. It's a journey into light, sound, and color. I'm Spencer Beckwith, and Stephen Osier has joined me at KUNM. Stephen, it's great to have you here.
It's such a pleasure. Thank you.
This is a very tiny space.
Absolutely. The van itself is 5 feet by maybe 11 feet. Inside the van, what we're putting in is an octagon that three people will step into per ride and will experience about a 5 or 6 minute transition of light, vibration, and sound that will induce various brain waves and altered state of consciousness. Light and color and sound are some of the most direct and powerful ways of altering and adjusting brain waves. So what we're doing is using a kind of ancient series of techniques, kind of melded with modern technology, that actually induce a particular kind of state of mind where the visitor and participant will visualize incredible geometric patterns within their brain. You could call it a hallucination, but it's really a visualization that occurs unique to each person.
This carries your name as an artist,
yes,
but you have a whole group of collaborators who come from a wide range of backgrounds.
I have been in a long-standing collaboration and really mentorship with Dr. Margaret Livingston from Harvard Medical School, and is really the person who has defined why and how we see in terms of the visual brain, and her interest very much is in the field of art. I'm also working with a chronobiologist from UC Berkeley, Dr. Ben Smarr. He studies the effect of light over time on the body, so the circadian rhythm, and a wide range of other psychiatrists, psychologists. My most kind of critical partner on this is a gentleman named Mikey Sklar, a kind of a prodigy when it comes to programming and understanding the body and sensors. I mean, one of the things that's interesting about this experience is that each participant will have an EEG band placed on their forehead prior to the experience, and they will see what their brain waves are before they get into the iris. And they will see, afterwards, they will see what their brain waves did while they were in the installation. So a lot of what we're doing is introducing people to, for most people, a very first experience of even seeing their brain waves. And those brain waves actually define your behavior, define your emotions, and how easily and quickly and within a second those brain waves change just in the presence of vibration, sound, and rhythmic light.
Your background is as a visual artist.
Yes.
Primarily
absolutely.
Painter.
Yeah.
What was your contribution to Iris in a visual sense?
You know, as an artist, I'm always asking you to look at my painting. Or when you go to a museum, it's always outside of ourselves. What I wanted to do was introduce people to this cosmic realm within their own visual brain.
So everybody who steps into Iris is going to have a very individual experience of it.
Absolutely. Although each person will be getting exactly the same experience. So we're interested in this idea of communal experience that ties a group of people's brainwaves together, bringing people through this experience into what's called an alpha state, which is a flow state. It's the state we get in when we're focused, writing. These are states that allow us to engage in our creativity. They open up the possibility of really connecting with another human being.
Stephen, what kind of questions are you hoping people are going to ask themselves when they exit Iris?
I think that what I try to encourage people to do is to relax, to know that they are going to have their eyes open or closed. They are going to walk into a quite small octagon, but it comfortably fits three people. There is an orb hanging from the ceiling that's about 20 inches in diameter. Within this orb are about 1,000 individual lights that are all tuned to different frequencies of color. And they are syncopated with the sounds and the subaudible vibrations that you'll feel through your feet. The floor is embedded with transducers that impart vibration. And then there are speakers within the space. So everybody's hearing the same sounds. And while they're hearing those sounds, Iris will begin to deliver rhythmic light. And that light translates into frequencies of patterns that change the brain waves and induce the visualization of geometric patterns called phosphenes. Almost all of us have seen them, these kind of subtleties of perception that occur only within the visual brain that are fantastic and that have been noted and developed and kind of integrated into literature and poetry and mythology, you know, since time immemorial.
So you're saying, Stephen, that Iris itself is not producing these geometric patterns. It is creating a situation where the individual brain can produce these geometric
patterns.
That's
right. What I'm doing is I'm creating an environment that your brain and your body involuntarily respond to, because we're designed to do this, to create these fantastic patterns. Without any chemicals, without any hallucinogens, this is something that's a naturally occurring phenomena of perception.
Is there any restriction on who can enter Iris?
Yes, I would say that, you know, if you are somebody who does not like strobe lights that you see in a discotheque and you don't like deep bass sound, this is probably not for you. Certainly if you have epilepsy, I would not recommend you do it.
Or a pacemaker.
Mm-hmm. And before people go in, there's a page they need to read that will inform them and alert them to all these types of things. So they will have to agree that they do not have certain conditions. But they will have a EEG in their heads. And, you know, one of the first things we will notice is where their brain waves are. There are certain things, we can't find everything, but there are certain things that become immediately obvious with people who we may say, you know, this is probably not, at least at this time, an appropriate experience for you. But it's no more than going into a disco or going into a concert that have these lights naturally.
Right. So people will have an out if it gets uncomfortable.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And there's a button. We can stop the experience at any time. This is a perceptual ride. It's the first of about a dozen that I'm developing right now that really give people these experiences. So, you know, we're really sensitive to the fact that this is not for everyone.
Stephen, we live in a time of a lot of high-tech theme parks. Mm-hmm. There are sophisticated video games. There's virtual reality, augmented reality goggles. What can an artist like you, working on a smaller scale, offer to a world that's besotted with this kind of over-the-top entertainment?
You know, from my perspective and from the perspective of many of the neuroscientists that I talk with and psychiatrists and psychologists, our sensory bodies have really been hijacked by culture, by iPhones, by screens. And in so many ways, our sensory bodies, especially our eyes, but our ears as well, have been relegated to the collection of data. We're in this kind of heightened cognitive relationship with the world. But the eyes and the senses are really designed for much, much more than that. They're designed for the pleasure of living. Our humanness, over the last 10 years, especially with things like our cell phones, our vision has become myopic. it began to really concern me and break my heart that we're really missing something here. We're missing that emotional, visceral contemplation of not only art, but the other person, the person standing next to us, the person in front of us, even our partners and our children. So Iris is my first experience as an artist creating an installation like this, delivering a very potent experience that is going to be very difficult for anyone to resist. I felt that I needed to give people a very dynamic, short experience of how involuntary and how open their senses are to creating different realms of experience. When you open up the mind and you open up the senses, it opens up our ability to imagine it.
I'm sure people are listening and they're saying, is Iris a science project or is Iris an artistic project? What would you say to that?
I would say that it's very much an artistic project. For me, as an artist, to allow and gift another person a few creative moments is really at the heart of what I do. It's why I paint. So I would say that this is very much a collaboration not only with scientists, but it's a collaboration with the participant. They bring to it as much as I bring to it. Their curiosity, a sense of wonder, these are all things that are fundamental to the beauty of being a human being.
Stephen Osher has created Iris, a multi-sensory experience located inside a retrofitted 1970 step van, Axel Contemporary, parked in Rail Yard Plaza in Santa Fe. It's part of this month's Currents New Media Festival 2018. Stephen, thank you so much for joining us.
You're so welcome. It's such a pleasure.
For KUNM, I'm Spencer Beckwith.